This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive with Em and Warren. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Joy949Drive.
How are you feeling right now? Are you driving? Maybe feeling a little bit tired? Perhaps you didn't get a great night's sleep last night. Well, many of us are looking for ways to improve our sleep. And one way that is gaining popularity on TikTok anyway is listening to brown noise. What is it? And does it help you fall into a deep sleep? Well, Gemma Paik is the co-joint senior lecturer at the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle. Gemma, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Gemma, firstly, what is brown noise?
So brown noise is just a low frequency, sort of sounds a little bit like maybe a rough ocean or fast flowing river, and it's just a low kind of sound that's a constant noise, so it doesn't have a lot of variations like speaking or music, for example.
Why is it called brown noise?
I believe it's called brown noise after the person who discovered it, but don't quote me on that one.
Okay, so it's not the colour necessarily, it could be a last name.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from.
Okay, great.
Gemma, we've heard of people refer to white noise. What's the difference between brown noise and white noise?
Yeah, so white noise is a little bit of a higher frequency, so it sounds a bit sharper, if you like, and it sounds a little bit more like radio static or if you're old enough to remember tuning a TV.
That's right.
That sort of staticky sound. That's sort of white noise, whereas brown noise is a bit of a deeper, perhaps, you know, people might find brown noise a little bit more calming and white noise is a little bit harsher for some people.
Gemma, would brown noise be like rain sounds, for example?
Rain, I think, is more closely representing pink noise, which is somewhere in between.
Oh my gosh, there's so many different noises.
Yes, there are. It's just something in between white and brown noise. Brown noise has a more of a rumbly kind of noise to it than rain is a bit softer perhaps.
Then Gemma, how is it supposedly creating a better sleep for us?
Yeah, so there's various different reasons or theories as to why sound might be useful for sleep. One of the things that sound has been commonly used for, and particularly with infants and people who might be sleeping during the daytime, like shift workers, is to mask out external noises. So that things like, you know, dogs barking or car alarms going off in the background, they don't wake us up so much because the background noise overall is higher. There's other theories around, you know, that it might just be a distraction and a means of relaxation, particularly if that sound, you know, if you feel like it sounds like, you know, a thunderstorm or heavy rain or a flowing river or something like that, and you have fond memories of those things, then some people can find that relaxing. There is some more recent evidence that suggests that playing noises at different times during our sleep may actually enhance different sleep stages, and then that's why people might be having some benefits from it.
We're chatting with Gemma Paik from the University of Newcastle about brown noise and whether it can help you fall into a deep sleep. Gemma, the reason that our sort of eyes and ears got alerted to brown noise is because TikTok has been kind of taken over by brown noise. Why is this becoming a trend on TikTok as opposed to, you know, focusing on white noise or pink noise, as you've mentioned?
I mean, I think it's just that brown noise sounds a little bit nicer, whereas white noise, if you think of like radio static, it's not necessarily something that you might want to listen to for a longer period of time. It's not particularly relaxing, whereas brown noise, because it's that lower frequency, it's just a bit nicer to hear. And you know, I mean, TikTok runs through these phases, right, where there's different things that are trending. And I think brown noise is just one of those things that's trending at the moment.
Gemma, what's the best way to listen to it if it does work? I mean, I think, if I put earbuds or something in my ears, I'd find that would disrupt my sleep. So what's the best way? Is it best to sort of get some sort of ambient speaker and have it going in the background?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the individual as to what works best for them in their situation. I would encourage people that if they're really feeling like they're struggling to sleep and they feel like they're sort of dependent on these types of noises to help them sleep, that they should seek medical assistance or help, I guess, because they might be having some other symptoms like insomnia, which is very easy to treat but takes a little bit more effort than just listening to noises. And often the treatments can be a lot more long-standing than perhaps listening to sound for sleep.
Does the brown noise, like, does it impact the quality of our sleep, or does it just help us fall to sleep initially and then our bodies take over?
Yeah, I guess, again, it depends on how people are using it. If people are listening to it all night and it's constant, then it may actually cause more disruption later on in the night. Whereas if they set it on a timer for maybe half an hour, an hour, and it's just for when, just to sort of help them fall asleep, then it might not impact it quite as much. And then it just depends, you know, some people find noises relaxing and other people feel like they need to sleep in complete silence. And so if you have someone who feels like they need to sleep in complete silence, they might actually find that quite distracting, and that might make it harder for them to fall asleep and their sleep quality a bit poorer.
I've got a friend who sleeps with a fan on even in the middle of winter, and he says, oh, I like it because I like the hum of the motor, and that seems to make him sleep better. So is that considered brown noise, or is that a higher frequency?
I mean, I wouldn't know the specific pitch of a fan, but it's a similar concept.
Right.
So it's taking the same concept of having a constant background noise there, so, you know, either associations of sleep or just to sort of mask out external noises. And this is something that's been quite commonly used in lots of different situations. You know, you hear parents using white noise machines for their babies to sleep, and it's commonly used for a lot of shift workers because obviously during the daytime the noise is a lot higher than at night time, and people can find that really disruptive to their sleep.
Obviously, there are so many different, you know, apps and also music and sound creation apps that you can get that will give you white noise, brown noise, pink noise, whatever. But back to the fan thing that you said about your friend, Warren, there's also, I mean, I've seen this on an episode of Housewives. Kathy Hilton, Paris Hilton's mum, also can't sleep without a fan.
Oh.
And instead of just creating like a fan noise on her phone or like, you know, finding some other form of brown noise, she literally carries a fan with her wherever she travels to. So full.
I think that's a great idea. Because, I mean, sometimes you're sleeping as well, and if it's stuffy in a hotel and you can't open the windows.
But, like, that specific fan has gone to, like, every corner of the earth with Kathy Hilton because that's what she needs, which
Gemma,
I love.
I reckon we give it a try, brown noise, and see if it makes a difference.
Thank you so much for chatting to us about brown noise.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Gemma Paik, the co-joint senior lecturer from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle.
Let's give it a go.
I reckon it's a great idea. Well, why not if it helps you fall asleep? But Gemma did say put it on a timer. Don't let it go all night.
Yes, that's interesting because I always have mine all night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just maybe 40 minutes or something.
Yep. It's good to know. Good to know.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.